Okay. Okay, I'd like to make a couple announcements before we get started. First announcement, for all the fiddle players here, if you have any minor repairs or you have any fiddle bow work need done, rehairing, Dayton Howes, who's a real fine fiddle maker and repairer, is going to be here about 4 o'clock today. He said he's going to come down into the campus center here somewhere. And he's got a few fiddles for sale. He's got strings and that kind of thing. And he can take home and bring back by Friday any minor repairs or bow work or that sort of thing. Phyllis Marx is going to be here in a little bit and to sing some ballads and tell us about her life. And in the meantime, I have a surprise guest, Walter Miller, from down in Nicholas County. If you look at the West Virginia map back here, it's down in the lower part of the green area over on the right. That's Nicholas County down there, the Cranbury and Gauley River. Walter has been making and playing dulcimer since 1928. And he came up here to the spring dulcimer week that they have here at Augusta. And he brought an old dulcimer that he'd made in 1932, I think it was, wasn't it?
33.
And a lot of the folks were here liked it a lot, and they talked Walter into making him some exact copies. So he's made some dulcimers exactly like the ones he made back in 1933. But he made a whole lot of styles that were kind of similar to this. I have some old pictures of a couple other ones, which reminds me, I'm going to show a little slideshow about dulcimers in Central West Virginia tomorrow. I'll get it on the board back there. And I urge any instructors that are here to please get your workshops on the board. There's a lot of empty spaces. So our guest is Walter Miller, and he's going to play us a few on the dulcimer. And in a little while, we'll have Phyllis Marx here to sing some ballads.
Just want one.
Oh, a couple tunes.
Couple.
Wow. And if you have any questions for Walter about his playing or making.
How about holding that thing?
Okay.
Arkansas Traveler, is that the one they like? An old home, isn't it?
Okay.
Fiddle sound. Thank you.
He said,
we've got six of them.
What do you tune your strings to?
You can tune it in any key, but you have to tune it at this position, Doc, here, with whatever instrument, whatever key
you're... Are you doubling up a lot of the strings on there?
He said, are a lot of the strings at the same pitch?
Yeah, there's five of them same pitch. Then you put your finger on the fourth fret and tune it to the same pitch as the first five.
Maybe these folks would like to know how you got started. Where'd you get your first dulcimer? What got you interested, and what year was that?
That was back during the Depression, and I was 14 years old, and I had an old shotgun, so I traded it for one, and I got the pattern. Then I started making them from
about
that one.
1928, was it?
Yes, 1928. It was a three string. It wasn't anything like this one. The same notes.
And how many dulcimers you figure you've made?
Maybe 70, 65, 70. I haven't kept track of.
And Walter made this, and it's an exact copy of that one he made in 1933. It's got a cherry top on it and a butternut back. And I don't know if you can tell from where you are, but this sound hole here is a silhouette of a woman's face. And where'd you get that from?
Camo soap. That's a good advertisement for soap, isn't it?
Camo soap lady. Uh-huh. Why don't you play us one more?
One more? What will it be?
Anything you want.
Golden slippers.
Golden slippers. Did you ever play these for dances?
Uh-huh.
You played for dances?
Yeah.
And I think you also told me you played in church a lot.
I played with Webster County Gospel Singers for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There was four.
Mm-hmm. So you've played it everywhere from church to
anywhere from
square
dancing. Dancing to church. Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted to know what you're using for a pick.
Pick? That's three pieces of a felt hat glued together. Makes a felt pick. You can't buy them, so I thought I'd make one.
I think you'll just give us one more tune, and I see Phyllis is here. And
oh, let's see. Can't think of one.
How about a hymn?
Farther Along, that's an old Tom hymn.
I see Phyllis come in? Is she here? Okay. Okay, let's thank Walter for coming up from Nicholas County. Thank you. Pretty sure Phyllis has lived all her life in Gilmer County. That's right, Phyllis?
Just for a few months after I was married, we went to Pennsylvania, but it didn't take so long to come back.
Okay. And I don't know if Michael Klein has been formally introduced. Mike's a guest here this week. He used to be with Augusta, and he's done a lot of work with Phyllis. Knows a lot about her repertoire, and I've asked Mike to sit in on the presentation here today.
Thank you.
So.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Tell us about this dog.
I got her 2 years ago. She kind of lost her training a little bit. I've been in the hospital off and on since April. This has been good for her, too. She's learning again. She's remembering again. Got her at Columbus.
What's her name?
Sarah. Someone said it said staff on her button, and I said, well, that's true, because everybody that helps me around is learning how these pilot dogs work. But then my husband, you know him, he just cut off. Now, he wasn't worried about me, but he just didn't want Sarah to go. It would be too hard on him.
Worried about whether she could go up and down the stairs and things like that.
Just be too hard on her, he said. Yeah. I think he wanted her to stay at home with him. He was afraid.
Will she treat a squirrel?
She'd like to.
That's why he wants her.
I got this dog in Columbus, and then I also got this watch that tells me what time it is.
Oh, it talks to you?
Uh-huh. Then this spring I went back to Columbus for an operation, which hasn't been successful so far, but I still have hopes. Living hopes and dying despair, isn't that what they say?
What was your eyesight like as a young child?
Up until the time I was 14, it did pretty well. And then I didn't know that was going to cause me all that trouble, but I had bold hives, and that's when the trouble began. But they helped me, some doctors helped me along until I was able to work for about 15 years. Besides, I mean, at a public job. Now, I worked from the time I was 16, married. I was married at 16, I worked from that time, raising four children. Four in less than 6 years, we had them. Somebody asked, you know, why we had so many, and I said, well, it was during the war, and the president said to speed up production, and my husband missed it.
I think patriotism should be applauded, no matter. So you got them all raised all right?
Well, I thought I did a pretty good job, but sometimes I wonder.
You got some good grandchildren out of the deal, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Crystal has just helped me all the time.
She's got a granddaughter named Crystal who's learned to sing all of her songs. I suppose she knows them all by now, doesn't she?
I think so.
Are you holding some back to spring on her later on?
No, just, I thought, you know, I wasn't getting any younger, and I started just putting down on tapes whatever I remembered, a little rhyme or whatever, and I called it Phyllis Remembers, and I've got all about three, you know, on like two sides. And there was a few on there that she had never heard, but I suppose she'd heard them all. But I was just making them for the family. Just whatever come in my head, I'd go put it down. It wasn't anything special.
And how old is Crystal now?
17.
She's gonna, she's a rare example of somebody from her generation who's picking up this tradition right in the setting of her family. There may be one or two others, but it's hard to think of very many kids that are doing that. But she's a beautiful, beautiful singer. I heard her perform at a festival in Kentucky, and we're going to be hearing a whole lot from Crystal.
I think so.
Yeah, we will be. Tell us about a little bit about music in your family. How far back does it go? Where does it come from?
Well, it came from the messengers, my mother's people, and my mother. And most of the songs I learned from my mother, but she had to work. My father died, and I'd remember a little something from my grandma, and I'd ask her when she came home from work, and she'd help me put it together. I think there's a lot of them that I didn't pay attention to. I was like the teenagers then. I didn't pay attention to them at the time. Then I've learned a few things from Jesse's, my husband's father, my father-in-law, but he didn't know that he's going to be my father-in-law at the time either. He wouldn't sing to me if he had him.
I'm glad you didn't play all your cards at one time with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt just a second. Can you all hear in the back? If anybody's having trouble, there's some room up here in the front if you'd like to come up.
So your husband's father, what was his name?
Well, they pronounced it Lafayette, but it was spelled Lafayette. And he came over here. Each generation of Marxes have had a Lafayette, but they never knew exactly why until they began to hunt the roots. And each generation of Marxes have had a Lafayette because they came here with Burke's General Army from England. And as a matter of fact, Sand Fork was just Marxes and Burkes till they had to marry each other and then they had to move out. That's where I was born. Sand Fork at that time was called Leopolis.
Leopolis?
Leopolis, uh-huh. But it was still on the signboards of Sand Fork, and that confused people because it was on the map as Leopolis. But West Virginians, I guess, are confusing anyway. When I went to get the dog, they called me a dumb West Virginian. But before I left, I told them what they was. There might be some Ohio people in the audience that wouldn't want to know that. I told them they were Buckeyes, and that, in my dictionary, that said a nut of very little value.
Hogs won't even eat it.
No, nothing knows. It has one good side, and only the squirrels know which one it is.
Well, sing us a song that came from Jesse's father, one of those. There are three or four of them that you learned from him. How did he happen to sing them to you? Did you go pester him or what happened?
Well, I was best friends with Jesse's sister. I'd pester him. He'd like for me to comb his hair, so I wouldn't comb his hair unless he sung. But I didn't learn all the songs that he knew. I was just 11 or 12 then. Now that one that came through the Cumberland Mountains, is that the one you had in mind? Nathan killed a bell cow?
I like that one a lot.
Well, it doesn't make too much sense unless you know that the people as they traveled through, sang about the songs that they sang songs about things that was happening to them. In this particular case, they were starving. And I learned something the other day too, that the settlers brought possums with them. And if they turned them loose, and if the possums didn't do well, well, they didn't. They moved on. If they did do well, then they ate the. If they ate the possums, if they didn't have anything else to eat, but if the possums couldn't find anything to live on, why, they figured they couldn't either. See, these people were starving, and it's. Oh, Nathan killed a bell cow and fed the dogs the liver, and now we're out of meat, and we'll hang the dogs forever. We'll hang the dogs forever. We'll hang the dogs forever. And now we're out of meat, and we'll hang the dogs forever. Oh, the hawks shoot the buzzard, and the buzzards shoot the crow. And we'll wander through Blythe Canyon and kill the buffalo. We'll kill the buffalo. We'll kill the buffalo. And we'll wander through Blythe Canyon and kill the buffalo. Oh, the maggots and the skippers, they do grow so very bold. Been saving up your buttermilk 7 years old. 7 years old, 7 years old. Been saving up your buttermilk 7 years old. Thank you.
Was the buttermilk some kind of sourdough, you suppose?
I think it was. I have made bread with sourdough. It would get pretty strong, too, sometimes. So it must have been that they kept putting the...
What do they call it, a culture of it? Or?
Yes, they'd put water, warm water in the bowl where they mixed their biscuits, and then break it around and put it in a jar. And it sort of... worked like buttermilk. So I guess that's what they did.
He also taught you that song by Old King Cole, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I like. Well, I like that first one. The Old King Cole. It's a song I like to sing all the time.
Why don't you sing it?
No, I'm only
Well, they could all sing it, couldn't they?
Yeah.
If everybody could sing it.
A lot of people here maybe know it.
Now, unlike Crystal, she can sing high or low, but I can't. I just have one place, so I have to try to study where that is. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his fiddlers three. But none of his fiddlers couldn't fiddle a bit, but a mighty good fiddle had he. T.I. Addle said, the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his drummers three. But none of his drummers couldn't drum a bit, but a mighty good drum had he. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. T.I. Addle said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his fifers three. But none of his fifers couldn't fife a bit, but a mighty good fife had he. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. T.I. Addle, said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his weavers three. But none of his weavers couldn't weave a bit, but a mighty good loom had he. Run it in and out, said the weavers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, drama, 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 said the drummers, ti-addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his farmers three, but none of his farmers couldn't farm a bit, but a mighty good farm had he. Gee, woe, haw, said the farmers, run it in and out, said the weavers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, drama, 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 said the drummers, ti-addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, called for his preachers three, but none of his preachers couldn't preach a bit, but a mighty good text had he. Great God Almighty, said the preachers, gee, woe, haw, said the farmers, running in and out, said the weavers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, drama, 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 said the drummers, ti-addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his harpoons three, but none of his harpoons couldn't harp a bit, but a mighty good harpoon had he. Ring, bang, diddle, said the harpoons, great God Almighty, said the preachers, gee, woe, haw, said the farmers, run it in and out, said the weavers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, drama, 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 said the drummers, ti-addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Harpoon in that time was called was a juice harp.
Ring dang diddle, said the harpoon.
All these little songs, I like to think that the women made all these little songs that had these little nothingness at the end of them, because they had to entertain the children and churn the butter and while the men's out horsing around. So they had to do all this to entertain the children. I like to think that. I don't know whether that's the way it was or not.
You don't suppose all the men were out all the time horsing around, do you?
Well, they might have been, because somebody might have been come horsing around seeing a man's wife while he was out horsing around seeing somebody else. Time don't change, you know, too much.
That reminds me of a song you do, Phyllis. Could I make a request?